我们今天要从历代志下的十七章开始。
Tonight we'll begin at the second half of 2 Chronicles chapter 17.
我们上次末了看到亚撒王走完他的路程。
Last time we saw after King Asa finished his path.
他留下一个见证。
He left this testimony.
是给我们有所警惕的。
That is a warning for us.
亚撒王他起头的那一段在神面前走的。还不错。
The first half of Asa was very good.
但是等到神赐福给他，他享用神所赏赐的。
But after God blessed him and he enjoyed God's blessing,
在安逸的里面，他就好像迷失了道路。
It seems as if in days of peace and rest, he lost his path.
因此亚撒幕后的那一段时间的光景不能说是好。
Therefore,The condition of the latter days of Asa, we cannot say it is good.
这是亚当的后代在神面前一个好大的难处。
This is a very big difficulty of the Adamic descendants.
这样的一个难处从出埃及，从人堕落的时候开始，一直到我们看到历代志下的这一个时间，也没有任何的转动。
This, in fact, is a condition from the time when man fell to this point, a particular point when we're reading in 2 Chronicles, that it has not yet changed.
严格的说起来，一直到现在，我们这些在亚当里出来的人，也非常容易落在这样的陷阱的里边。
To be very strict, even until today, for us who are Adamic, very easily can fall into the same trap.
圣灵把这件事情放在圣经里。
The Holy Spirit records this in the Bible.
那是非常明显给我们去注意到。
Very clearly it shows us.
一点点的偏离。
Even if we stray a very little bit.
就会叫我们在神面前的路整个的走歪了。
It will cause us to go completely away from the path of God.
所以亚撒，你不能说他不是一个好的王。
Therefore, King Asa, you cannot say he was a bad king.
但是你不能说他是一个完整的王。
Likewise, we cannot say that he was a complete king.
他的路程走完了。
After his path was finished,
他的儿子就接上来。
His son succeeded him.
我们不知道他给他儿子的影响有多少。
We do not know how much influence he had on his son.
不过我们看到当他的儿子接上来做王的时候
But we can see when his son succeeded him on the throne
约瑟法就比他父亲亚撒要在神面前活得准确的多了
Jehoshaphat was able to live even more rightly in the presence of God than his father Asa
但是我们看到约瑟撒王到末了的时候
Likewise we can see at the latter days of King Jehoshaphat
好像又在看到像亚撒王那样的原则出现。
It seems as if we are able to see the same principle that was upon Asa appear again.
当然他没有他父亲那么严重。
Of course, it was not as severe as his father.
他在神的面前也是比较苏醒。
Jehoshaphat was able to be somewhat revived before God.
他跟他父亲不一样的地方呢，就是他父亲不肯听先知的话。
The difference between Jehoshaphat and his father Asa was that his father did not want to hearken to the prophet.
神差遣先知来跟他说话，他父亲就不喜欢。
When God sent the prophets to speak to Asa, he did not like it.
但是他的长处就是在这。
But that is also the good point about Jehoshaphat.
他能听先知的话。
He was able to hear what the prophets had to say.
不是他不会犯
It was not that Jehoshaphat would not commit sin. He would also err. Likewise, it is in the same principle. But thank God, when God sent the prophets to speak to Jehoshaphat, not only did he submit externally, he also submitted inwardly.
So, 虽然他到末了的时候还是有一点的误差。
Therefore, even though at the last days there was some blemish with Jehoshaphat,
但是感谢主，
but thank the Lord,
他是回在主的光中走完他
He returned and finished the last days of his path in the light of God.
那好,我们现在开始来看看约沙法,他的一生在神面前蒙纪念的是什么?
Let us look throughout the life of Jehoshaphat to see what was remembered of his life by God.
那约沙法接上来做王的时候,
when Jehoshaphat succeeded the throne,
他对内对外都很有
God's work was in the midst of all Jehovah's best work within and without.
所以一开始的时候就说他奋勇自强,防备以色列人第一节。
Therefore, at the very beginning, chapter 17, verse 1, it says that he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah.
那弟兄姊妹记住这一句话,
brothers and sisters, remember these words.
虽然好像表面上来没有什么,
even though on the surface it doesn't seem like anything special.
但是你先记住,
but first remember this.
看下去你就看到问题在哪里。
When we read on, you see what the problem is.
感谢神,
thank God.
他奋勇自强,
he strengthened himself.
那他怎么奋勇自强呢? 那里就有一些的安排。
Now how did Jehoshaphat strengthen himself? There was some arrangement to this.
那这些安排我们不管。
We won't go into these in detail. Because all of this are external. But what is important is his relationship within with God. You can see that in verse 3 it says,
耶和华与约沙法同在, 因为他行, 他主大卫所行的道, 不寻求巴力, 只寻求他父亲的神, 遵行他的诫命, 不效法以色列人的行为。
And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto Balaam, and but sought to the Lord God of his father and walked in his commandments and not after the doings of Israel.
那弟兄姊妹你留意这个是约沙法里边的那一个属灵的光景。
Now brothers and sisters, take note, this is the spiritual condition of Jehoshaphat within.
他怎么活在神的面前?
How did Jehoshaphat live in the presence of God?
向我们印证他怎么活在神的面前。
Here God confirms for us how Jehoshaphat lived in his presence.
他按照大卫所做的来跟随。
He walked in the first ways of his father David.
他不寻求巴力。
And sought not unto Balaam.
也不效法, 以色列人。
And did not walk after the doings of Israel.
单一的遵行神的诫命。
But walked in the commandments of God.
但弟兄姊妹们这几句话也是非常有意思的。
Now brothers and sisters, these words are also very interesting.
我说他有意思,不是说他跟随大卫的道而行。
I say they are meaningful not because he followed in the ways of David.
而是说到他不效法以色列人。
But it says that he did not go after the doings of Israel.
他也不寻求巴力。
He did not seek after Balaam.
那巴力和以色列人当时的情形是连接在一起的。
Now these two things, Balaam and Israel, they are connected at that time.
那这个是约沙法起初做王的时候的光景。
This is the condition of Jehoshaphat in his reign during his first days.
这因着他是这样,
it is because of this condition, how he lived before God in this way,
那就引出了神给他好大的祝福,
brings forth great blessings from God.
犹大也在他的手里头给兴盛起来,
Judah also prospered under Jehoshaphat.
你留意到,
you can take note,
他不单是他自己个人在神面前是那样的,
not only did Jehoshaphat himself seek after God,
他做王第三年第七节,
in verse 7, on the third year of his reign,
就差遣一批的臣子到百姓的中间,
he sent prince unto the people
去教训他们,
to teach them.
教训他们什么呢?
What did he teach them?
你留意到第九节,
verse 9,
这些臣子带着 耶和华的律法书走遍犹大各城教训百姓。
And they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them.
那就是约沙法起初做王的时候, 他心里面向着神的光景。
This is the heart of Jehoshaphat and his condition toward God at the very beginning of his reign.
因着这样的一件事情,
because of this,
你留意第十节。
Pay attention to verse 10.
耶和华就使犹大四围的列国都生恐惧不敢与约沙法交战。
And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so they made no war against Jehoshaphat.
下边就说到那非利士人也给他进贡。
It says that even the Philistines would give tribute to him.
那好了，现在我们要注意一件事了。
Now we have to take note of one thing.
什么事情呢？
What is that?
那就是当圣殿建造好了以后。
That is after the completion of the temple.
我们就看到所罗门曾经为着殿有一个祷告。
We saw that Solomon had such a prayer for the temple.
就能把那个殿放在以色列人的生活的中间，成为一个非常非常重要的一个注意点。
That is, Solomon placed the temple amongst the daily living of the people to be a very, very important focal point of their lives.
他所以是非常非常的重要，那是因为他就是在那时候就代表神在他们中间的那一个记号。
The temple was extremely important in those days. It was because the temple itself represented the sign of God's presence with his people.
他们如果和这个殿是没有难处，
If the people did not have any hardship with the temple,
那就说出他们在神面前没有难处。
It speaks of the fact that people did not have any problems with God.
如果他们跟殿发生了不和谐的光景，
If the people was not in harmony with the temple,
那就说出他们和殿和神中间就产生难处了。
Then it tells of the fact there's a problem between the people and God.
那因此在殿的这一个事实的里头，
Therefore, in this fact of the temple,
我们很清楚的看见历代志下，历代志从那个建殿了以后，那整个的过程就是在和殿发生一个很密切的关系。
In the Chronicles, we're able to see then, after the completion of the temple, the people had a very close relationship with the temple.
所罗门的日子，殿很荣华。
During the days of Solomon, the temple was very majestic.
罗伯安的日子，殿就衰落了。
During the days of Rehoboam, the temple then became not as majestic.
表现在圣殿里头所有的精气啊都给掳到埃及去，结果他用铜器来代替那个金的物件。
The temple was in decline due to the fact that was manifested. All the vessels of gold was taken as spoil to Egypt and replaced with vessels of copper.
然后经过罗伯安过了以后到亚撒。
After Rehoboam to Asa.
那么亚兰那个以色列人来攻打他的时候，他又把圣殿里边的那一些财宝拿去送给亚兰人和他们联盟。
When the Syrians came to attack them, then likewise Asa gave of the vessels in the temple to be in alliance with them.
让亚兰人来解他给以色列攻打的那个围棋。
So that it would become payment for them to help him against the Israelites.
那个事实就是圣殿里边又缩小了。
Again, then, that represents the decline, the shrinkage in the temple and the vessels.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神把这些事情都记录下来。
God records all of this.
如果我们从这些细处里看到那个关系，
If we look at it from in very detail on this thing,
那我们就看到一个很严肃的事实。
Then we can see a very solemn matter.
神的百姓什么时候上着殿也好，上着殿所表达出来的那个神的自己也好。
Whenever the people, whether toward the temple or God who is represented by the temple,
你就看到神在他们中间所做的能有多少的地位让神得着。
You're able to see their attitude and their condition toward, then you can see how much ground God has able to work and to gain them.
从所罗门开始。
Starting from Solomon.
一直到现在,
from to this point,
你没有看见以色列民,
you have never seen the people of Judah have this condition.
什么光景呢?
What condition is that?
王在神的面前是非常的寻求神。
That is the condition of the king sought after God.
也让整个犹大国的百姓也在那里接受教导去寻求神。
This also allowed for the entire nation of Judah to be taught and to seek after God together. We thank our Lord.
那因此从这个事情就给我们看到,
therefore, from this we can see,
在圣殿建造好了以后,
after the completion of the temple,
在神的百姓中间那个属灵的征战,
that spiritual battle amongst the people of God,
那个明显的内容是什么?
What is the very evident content of that?
就是神的百姓必须要站在神的一边。
That is, the people of God must stand on the side of God.
但是当神的百姓站在神的一边的时候,
whenever the people of God stand on God's side,
这个就叫撒旦要在地来兴风作浪就没有根据了。
Then this would not allow any basis, any grounds for Satan to do anything on earth. Very hiddenly you can see. The work of Satan is always trying to get the people of God to leave the position to stand on God's side. God allows for his people to stand with him. Satan wants to pull them away outside of God. Regardless of what matter that is about, as long as the people would leave God and not stand on God's side,
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
所罗门那么聪明的人, 出了毛病,
even for someone as wise as Solomon, there was a problem.
罗伯安出了毛病,
there was a problem for Rehoboam.
亚撒出了毛病,
there was a problem for Asa.
亚撒的儿子虽然短短的时间, 只有三年做王，但是一开头就根本就不站在神那里。Even
though there was only a short period of reign for the son of Asa, only 3 years, even from the very beginning, he was not on the,
我翻过来,
on the side of God.
那个亚撒的父亲，他是父子两个人，我把他颠倒。I
switched Asa and Abijah and their relationship of father and son.
那现在亚撒过去了,
now after Asa passed,
约瑟法给兴起来,
Jehoshaphat succeeded him.
我们很显然地看到,
very apparently we can see,
神在约瑟法的身上找到做工的路,
God is able to find a path to work upon the person of Jehoshaphat.
约瑟法是一个寻求神的人,
Jehoshaphat is one who sought after God.
他不单是一个人在神面前寻求神,
not only did he seek after God himself,
他在整个的百姓的中间也带着他们去寻求神,
but he also led all the people to seek after God together.
所罗门最荣华的时候没有做这件事,
even Solomon in all of his majesty did not do this.
亚撒也没有做过这个事,
Asa did not do that.
但现在约瑟法来做了,
but now Jehoshaphat is doing this. Thank the Lord.
就是因为这样的一个缘故,
it is because of this reason,
犹大就兴盛起来了,
that Judah was able to grow strong.
列国都不敢, 对犹大有什么动作了,
the nations round about dare not do anything to Judah.
我们是在感谢我们的神,
indeed we thank our God,
因为他把这样的一件事情, 那么明确的一个原因, 一个结果, 就是说因果, 摆在,
we're able to see that God clearly displays this reason and this result is cause and effect upon the person of Jehoshaphat for us. Because of this very reason, then this result came about.
约瑟王做王的前一段的日子里边的那种光景。
This is the condition of the first, the beginning reign of Jehoshaphat.
而犹大强盛起来。
Judah grew strong.
虽然北边的以色列十个支派是比犹大大。
Even though the northern kingdom of Israel, 10 tribes were stronger, bigger than Judah.
但是以色列就不住的受到侵扰。
But Israel continued to be disturbed by the other nations.
但犹大却是非常的稳固。
But Judah was very secure and firm.
稳固，稳固在什么地方？
Why?
稳固在他们把整个犹大放在耶和华是他们的主这一个根基上。
It is based on the fact that they place themselves as a nation on the foundation of that the Lord is their God.
那里具体的事情我们就不看它了。
We won't go into it in detail.
但是问题就来了。
But then, this is the problem.
因为这个是一个属灵的征战。
Because this is a spiritual battle.
你要站在神的一边。
You have to stand on God's side.
撒旦就要想办法把你从神的面前引诱出来。
Satan will use all his ways to try to tempt you, to draw you away from God.
所以从十七章那样的蒙福到了十八章就产生了变化。
Therefore, even in the condition of such blessing in chapter 17, we can see the change in chapter 18.
十八章的变化是怎么来的呢？
Now, how did this change come about in chapter 18?
我们不知道当中经过多少时间。
We don't know the time that elapsed between 17 and 18.
我们只知道，约沙法王他做王第三年的时候就开始自强。
But we know that on the third year of the reign of Jehoshaphat, he strengthened himself.
然后你就看到约沙法王他做王做了多少的年日。
And then we can see the total number of years Jehoshaphat reigned.
你翻到二十章的你就看到了。
If we look at chapter 20, we can see that.
31节那里就说约沙法做犹大王登基的时候年35岁，在耶路撒冷做王25年。
And Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem.
那他做王第三年就开始自强。
Now on the third year of his reign, he strengthened himself.
然后就带来一个非常兴盛的光景。
And then brought about very great prosperity.
那然后对他自己来说，那是十八章第一句话。
And that is the first verse of chapter 18.
约瑟法大有尊荣之财。
It says there, now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance.
那这是他个人在神面前蒙福。
That is, he himself was blessed before God.
整个犹大在神面前也蒙福。
That is, all the nation of Judah was also blessed in the presence of God.
但弟兄姊妹，你注意。
But pay attention, brothers and sisters.
那个转捩点就在这里。
This is the turning point.
那转捩点是什么？
What is that turning point?
约瑟法竟然和北方的以色列亚哈结亲。
But he would join affinity with Ahab of the northern kingdom of Israel.
怎么个结亲法呢？
Now, what does that mean to join affinity?
就是他的儿子讨了亚哈的女儿为妻。
In other words, then his son took the daughter of Ahab to be his wife.
就是他做王的那个儿子，上次我们就看到他了。
That is, the son, his son who will succeed him on the throne, his son took the daughter of Ahab to be his wife.
那弟兄姊妹，我们怎么来看这件事情呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, how would we view this?
那圣灵用了很多的篇幅来记载这一件事。
The Holy Spirit used much repetition to record this.
我们只要问圣灵为什么那么详尽的来记录这一件事。
Then we must ask why did the Holy Spirit use so many words, chapters to record this event?
我们就知道这件事情在神眼中看来是相当的严重。
Then we realize this matter is very solemn, very serious before God.
那约瑟法大有尊荣之才，就与亚哈结亲。
Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance and joined affinity with Ahab. What year did this take place? We don't know. But there's one thing we know. That was during the time, during the period when Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance. Again, this is like his father Asa. In the days of peace, there was difficulty. What hardship? Jehoshaphat's problem was not as severe, serious as his father's on the surface, but in principle, it is just as bad. In days of peace and rest, they lost their alertness. Jehoshaphat lost alertness. Asa was not only not alert,
并且是落到对抗顶撞,
but even to a point he fell to be rebellion and to oppose God.
好,那现在我们来注意究竟是怎么回事。
Now let us take a look and see what happened.
我们先不上看撒文。
We won't go into detail late first.
因为看撒文,我们非常容易就忽略了这里边一个很严肃的事情。
If we move on, we'll then neglect something very important here.
因为撒文的所发生的事情是与这个事情有关的。
Because what happens later has to do with what we're going to speak on now.
这一件事情是起头。
This is the beginning.
下文所记载的那些是结果。
The text to come is the result.
他就跟亚哈结亲。
So Jehoshaphat joined affinity with Ahab.
我们要问,
we have to ask then,
他为什么要跟亚哈结亲?
Why did Jehoshaphat do this?
这是一个非常严肃的问题。
This is a very serious question.
刚才我请弟兄姊妹你注意, 他防备以色列人那一句话。
At the beginning, I asked brothers and sisters, take note, when he fenced the cities of Judah against Israel in chapter 17.
又不寻求巴黎,
he did not seek after Balaam.
又不效法以色列人的行为,
he did not go after the doings of Israel.
为什么我们要注意那里呢?
Well, now why do we pay attention to that?
弟兄姊妹你晓得,
brothers and sisters, take note.
在神面前很苏醒的时候,
that is because when Jehoshaphat was very alert before God,
他很警醒,
he was very alert.
他的警醒的, 那一个明确的对象就是以色列,
the, a very alert objective of his alertness, the audience was against Israel.
那他为什么要防备以色列?
Why must he set garrisons against Israel?
那当然以色列在过去, 在他祖父他父亲的那个时候一直给犹大有骚扰。
Of course, yes, Israel gave disturbance to his father, his grandfather in the past.
但是这个是历史。
That is history though.
但是我们不能忽略一件事。
But we cannot be careless about this fact.
他不单是因着这些外面看得见的事情,
Jehoshaphat was not alert against Israel just because of these outward circumstances. But what is very important was the fact that Israel worshipped Balaam. They forsook the Lord God. The enmity which Israel had against Judah was because Israel wanted to keep the worship of Balaam.
因为自从耶罗伯安设立了金牛犊以后,
because Jeroboam, after he set up the golden calf,
再加上到亚哈的这个日子, 把外邦的那个巴利也引进来以后,
and even to the days of Ahab, when he brought about the Balaam from the Gentiles,
整个北方的以色列都是乐在那个拜偶像的那个光景里,
all the nation of the northern kingdom was under the worship of idols.
他们拜偶像的那个 动机乃是为着对抗，甚至是要去要灭掉耶路撒冷。
The motive of the worship of the idols was not only in opposition, but even to a point to destroy Jerusalem.
是这样来保护他以色列本身。
And that is how Israel wanted to protect themselves in this way.
那所以耶和华起初的时候，他是防备以色列。
Therefore, at the very beginning, Jehoshaphat was very alert against Israel.
他拒绝拜巴力。
He did not want to worship Balaam.
以色列的行为。
He did not go after the doings of Israel.
但是现在，
But now, the problem is here.
那现在不防备了。
Now, there's no more alertness.
是不是不防备了？
Is it because now he is not careful about them?
完全不防备了。
No, he is not careful at all.
因为所有防备的那些篱笆都拆掉了。
Because now he took away all the fences, all the garrisons.
他做了一件事情。
He did something.
他跟亚哈结亲了。
He joined affinity with Ahab.
成了亲家了。
Now they are in-laws.
不单是亲戚了，是很密的亲家了。
Not only were they relatives to begin with, but now they're in-laws.
那这样一来，
Now because of this,
以色列就不成为他要防备的了。
Israel no longer became someone that he had to be on alert against.
如果是在政治上面不防备以色列，
If he was not alert against Israel politically,
那还勉强接受。
Perhaps we can accept that to an extent.
但是整个以色列是拜巴力的。
But the entire nation of Israel worshiped Balaam.
还是保留拜金牛犊的那个那种光景的。
They're all still in the condition of worshipping the golden calves.
那你怎么可能不防备他呢？
How is it then Jehoshaphat would not be alert against them?
如果按照神自己在人中间做工的那个法则，
If according to the principle of God's work amongst men,
很显然的一个是分别的法则。
Very apparently, this is the principle of separation.
那么跟拜偶像的人怎么可能不分别呢？
With those who worship idols, how could it be there would be no separation?
跟与耶和华神对抗的人怎么可以不分别呢？
How could it be that there would be no separation against those who are opposing God?
所以这个是非常严肃的一个问题。
Therefore, this is a very serious, very solemn issue.
那为什么约沙法会失去了这样的警醒？
Now, why is this? Jehoshaphat would lose his alertness in this area.
圣经没有给我们留下任何的记录。
The scriptures did not give us any recording.
只是说他跟亚哈结亲。
It only states the fact he joined affinity with Ahab.
我们有理由相信。
We have reason to believe.
这是一种政治的手段。
This is a political action.
是这样。如果用我们中国人的那个历史来说，就是昭君活翻的那个故事的翻版呢。
If we use the Chinese saying, then this is just like a political alliance action to gain the other party.
用近代的话来说，就是婚姻外交了。
And so, if you use today's terms, is to unite with another nation in marriage.
那这样就解决一些这他们当中的一个对抗。
Therefore, it will take away this opposition amongst these two nations.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们刚才所提的完全是从外边来看的。
What we just mentioned is only viewing this externally.
耶稣法也许不完全是因着这个原因。
Perhaps Jehoshaphat, not completely for that political reason, did this.
圣经没有记载，我不敢说他一定是。
The scriptures did not record, I cannot say that's why Jehoshaphat did this.
但是我也不敢说没有这个可能性在里头。
But I dare not say there is not that possibility there.
是什么呢？
What?
那弟兄姊妹注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
约瑟法是一个寻求神的人。
Jehoshaphat is one who seeks after God.
他知道神对以色列的拣选是一个完整的拣选。
Jehoshaphat knows the choice of God on Israel is a complete one.
那现在的以色列呢？不是一个完整的以色列。
Now the situation of Israel is not a complete Israel.
现在的光景是北边十个支派的以色列，南边两个支派的犹大。
The condition is there are 10 tribes in the northern kingdom and 2 tribes in Judah.
这样的分裂不是神的意思。
This division is not God's desire.
那因此 约瑟法他寻求神。
Therefore, Jehoshaphat seeks after God.
非常有可能他里面也有这样的一个倾向。
Very possibly, Jehoshaphat had this inclination within.
从我曾祖父那一代，我们这个国家分裂了。
Starting even from my great-grandfather, this nation was divided.
那我寻求神。
I seek after God.
神能不能用着我来把这个分裂的国家重新带回联合的里头呢？
Would God be able to use me to once again restore the one nation completely?
就是回到神的心拣选的心意里头呢？
Then it can return to God's desire of His choice.
我不敢说当年的约瑟法一定有是有这个想法。
I dare not say Jehoshaphat in those days would have this way of thinking.
但是我也不敢说他一定没有这个想法。
Likewise, I cannot dare say that he did not think this way at all.
不然的话，他怎么从防备能进到接亲呢？
Otherwise, how could it be that he fell from being alert to joining affinity with Israel? This is a big question.
但事实上我们看见
But the fact is,
他跟亚哈是结亲
We see that he has joined affinity with Ahab.
那我们就不能不注意这里边有一个很严肃的事情
Then we have to take note of something very serious here.
这一件事情是整个约瑟法一生里头 主很详尽来记录下来的一件事情
Because this very event is an event the Lord used much words to record and give us detail on.
那我们马上就会问一个问题。
Then immediately we'll ask this question.
难道以色列合一不好吗？
Wouldn't it be a good thing for Israel to again be one?
那我们就不能不注意。
We have to take note then.
以色列的分裂是怎么来的？
Well, how did the division of Israel come about?
从人看来是人和人的中间的矛盾。
From man's view, it looks like it is conflict between men.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
你看到里头去的时候
When you look within the division,
你知道那个属灵的原因不是人和人中间的矛盾
You can see the spiritual reason for the division is not between men
是人和神中间发生了矛盾
It is the conflict between God and man
所以神就定义把这个以色列分裂
Therefore God have will allow for Israel to be divided
一直等到将来神的时间满足了，神又把他才把他们合回来。
Until the days of God are fulfilled, then He will unite Israel again.
我们才读过了撒加利亚书，我们看到的。
We just read Zechariah. We saw.
以色列的两这难要重新合为一呢，神一定要做的。
God will do this work of uniting these two nations again to become one.
但是神什么时候做？神用什么方法来做？这个是神的事。
But when God will do it and how He will do it, it is belongs to God.
人不能插手在那里。
Man cannot intervene.
但是非常有可能。
Very possibly.
约瑟法当时有这样的一个热心。
At that time, Jehoshaphat had this zeal.
他就透过跟亚哈家接亲，就准备要把这两个分裂的国家带回一。
Through this method of marrying with this Ahab that he would bring this union once again.
但是我们要留意的就是
But we must take note of this.
神要把他们带回那个一
God wants to bring them back into oneness.
神不会用人的方法
God will not use the methods of man.
所以弟兄姊妹你注意到
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can take note.
现在约瑟法好像就是用人的方法。
Now it seems like Jehoshaphat is using the ways of man.
要带进这一个联合。
To bring about this union.
那如果从那个大前提来说。
If we just look at the premise itself.
这是一对的一件事。
This is something that is right.
我们都是从一个祖宗
We are all from the same forefather.
我们都是一同从埃及给带出来
We are all brought out of Egypt together.
我们是一同承受神的应许
We inherit the promise of God.
那现在我们重新回到联合的里头，谁敢说这个不合宜呢？
Now we return again to that oneness. Who dare say this is not appropriate?
但弟兄姊妹们，我们不能忽略一个事实。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot be careless about that.
这样的一个分别是神把它分别出来。
Such a separation is done by God.
神把那十个支派分出去。
God separated out that 10 tribes.
而留下这两个支派在这里。
And allow these two tribes to remain.
在当时的情形来说，
during the circumstances at that time,
是神的一个管教和鞭打。
It was a discipline, a scourging of God.
既然是神的管教和鞭打，
if it is God's own discipline and scourging,
那里面就有神的那一个教导在里头。
Then within there is the teaching, the discipline of God.
要让他们在这个分裂的痛苦的里边来认识。我错了。
Desiring for them in this admonishment to come to realize I'm wrong.
我要回到神那边去了。
I must return to God.
是这样子回到神起初拣选的那一个目的。
Then in this way to return to the original purpose of God's choice as one.
因此在这一件事上面，
therefore in this matter,
我们必须要很清楚的看见。
We must see very clearly.
分裂不是神所要的。
Division is not what God wants.
但是合一也必须要在神自己的时间和神的方法里。
Yet this oneness to be back together, it must be done in God's way, in God's time.
人伸手来要联合。
If man intervenes with their hand to do this union,
这个是带不出结果来的。
It will not bring about the result.
尤其是在当时我们很清楚地看见。
Especially during that time, we can see very clearly. Brothers and sisters, you can also understand.
如果要叫犹大和以色列合一。
If you want Judah and Israel to be united.
那个关键在哪里？
Where is the key?
那个关键在哪里？
Where is the crucial point?
不是很清楚吗？
Isn't it very clear?
以色列必须要离弃巴利。
Israel must depart away from Balaam.
以色列必须要脱离偶像。
Israel must depart away from idols.
如果这个事实不出现，
if that fact does not appear,
那个就是没有条件进到合一里面，
then there is no way for them to enter into oneness.
如果以色列仍然留在那个拜偶像的那种光景里，
if Israel still remained in the condition of worshipping the idols,
那是没条件谈合一的。
There's no way to talk about being one.
但是如果你搬出一些理由来，
but if we try to have some reason,
我们都是读摩西五经
啊。We all read the Pentateuch.
我们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We are all descendants of Abraham.
我们都是神所选召出来的。
We all have been chosen, called out by God, the people of God.
所以我们没有理由不合一啊。
So there's no reason for us not to be united.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是现在那个基督教里面所说的一些话吗？
Brothers and sisters, aren't those words very familiar, the words of Christendom today?
我们都同读一本圣经啊。
We read the same Bible.
我们崇拜一位神啊。
We worship the one God.
我们从接受一位基督啊。
No, we accept the same Christ.
但是什么样的基督？
But what kind of Christ?
用什么心思来对待神的话？
What heart do we have toward the word of God?
那这些呢不必管了，反正我们都是读同一本圣经。
Regardless about those points, but it is the same Bible.
弟兄姊妹们不是这样。
Brothers and sisters, no.
我们很清楚地看到。
Very clearly we can see.
你要归向神。
If you want to turn to God,
必须是绝对的归向神。
You must return to God absolutely.
如果以色列还仍然留在北边拜巴利。
If Israel still remain in the northern part to worship Balaam.
就说历代志下来说。
Brothers and sisters, just in 2 Chronicles.
他们用什么态度来对待圣殿？
Now, what attitude do they have toward the temple?
圣殿在他们心思里头有什么地位？
What position does the temple have in the hearts of the Israelites?
当时的光景。
That is the condition at that time.
但是约瑟法好像是忽略了这一点。
But it seems like Jehoshaphat neglected those points.
他就跟他联合了。
He united with Ahab.
先从那个姻亲的关系上联合。
First, he joined affinity in marriage with Ahab.
然后就进到政治和军事上的联合。
And then he united himself in politics and in military.
往下文去看，你就看到那个事情了。
When we read on, we can see that.
因为是亲家。
Because now they're in-laws.
到北边去探望。
He went to visit Ahab in the northern kingdom.
那个时候亚哈正要出兵去攻打基列的拉莫。
At that time, Ahab was about to have his army attack Ramoth Gilead.
那基列的拉莫应该是以色列的领土内的地方。
No, Ramoth Gilead ought to be the occupied land of Israel.
那个时候大概是给亚兰人占去了。
At that time, perhaps it was occupied by the Syrians.
所以亚哈要去把基列的拉莫那边
So Ahab was prepared to attack Ramoth Gilead there.
他要正式攻打的时候,
as he was preparing for that,
耶和华刚好来了,
Jehoshaphat came.
哎,他就说了,
and he said,
弟兄姊妹留意了,
brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 3.
以色列王亚哈问犹大王约沙发说, 你肯同我去攻取基列的拉莫吗?
And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, Would thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead?
这是一个军事上合作的要求。
This is a request, invitation to join forces militarily.
留意耶和华的回答。
Pay attention to Jehoshaphat's reply.
他回答说, 你我不分彼此。 我的名与你的名一样,必与你一同去征战。
And Jehoshaphat answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war.
弟兄姊妹,这就跟我刚才所说的那堆话是,你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, just as I have shared, you can see that in these answers.
我们都是亚伯拉罕,以撒,雅各的后代。
We are all the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们都是神的选民。
We are all the chosen people of God.
我们一同承受应许的。
We are all inherit the same promise.
实际上现在你有需要我,我有什么理由不跟你一起?
Now, if you have a need, what reason do I have not to go with you?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果是在正常的光景里, if, 我这样就不应该,
if it is in a normal condition, if he did not go along with him, then that is wrong.
啊, 但是现在不是在正常的情形,
but now, this is not a normal condition.
现在是在神的一个, 管教的那个惩治的,
Now the condition is under the discipline, the punishment of God.
在这种光景的底下,
under these conditions, there must be separation. But Jehoshaphat seems to completely forget the requirement to be separate. He says, your people are like my people. We'll go with you into war. Not only is this union in our army, but they're united politically.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那问题就是在这里,
that is the problem.
那所以他既然答应要去攻打,
since Jehoshaphat agreed to go,
那亚哈就准备出兵了,
Ahab was prepared to go.
那亚哈, 要出兵的时候,
when Ahab was prepared for battle,
耶和华就提出问题来了,
then Jehoshaphat asked this question,
好不好,我们先求问耶和华,
why don't we first pray and inquire of the Lord?
亚哈是拜巴利的,
Ahab worships Balaam,
虽然他还保留耶和华的这样的一个小地位,
Now, even though maybe he Ahab still kept a very small ground position for the Lord,
告诉他说,
but now here Jehoshaphat says, let us inquire of the Lord first.
弟兄姊妹们就碰到那个分别的界限,
brothers and sisters, then you touch the boundary of that separation.
那个位置,
this is that most solemn position you're touching on here.
那现在你就看到了,
here you can see,
不但是军事上联合了, 政治上联合了,
not only is there union in the military, politically, now in religion.
你看看, 你看到那当时的情形,
you can see then the condition.
亚哈根本就没有意思要这样做,
Ahab had no intention of doing that.
但是亲家既然提出来,
well, since the in-law requested,
他是应付应付的, 他也做了,
so he just do it out of courtesy.
但是他, 他就招聚了400个先知,
so he called, Ahab called for 400 priests.
就问他们去攻取基列的拉莫行不行?
He asked, is it okay for us to attack Ramoth Gilead?
400个人异口同声在那说,
all 400 men said together one voice,
一定可以攻取,
you go up, God will deliver it unto you.
神一定把那个城交在 王的手里。
God will deliver it into the king's hands.
我不知道这四百个先知是什么先知。
Now, I don't know what kind of prophet these 400 men are.
可能是巴利的先知。
Perhaps they are prophets of Balaam.
也可能是在耶和华名下的假先知。
Perhaps they are false prophets under the name of the Lord.
但是这个情况恐怕不是很多。
But that's not very highly possible.
因为自从耶罗波安以后，那些敬畏神的人都逃到南方去了。
Because even since the days of Jeroboam, those who fear God fled to the southern kingdom.
所以如果在北方能大行其道的，恐怕都是巴利的先知。
So if you had any place to be a prophet in the northern kingdom, you're probably a prophet of Balaam.
所以在这里他圣经就没有说是什么先知。
Here the scriptures do not say what kind of prophet they are.
先知的回答也没有说到耶和华神。
But the answer did not say it was the Lord God.
只是说神。
It only said God.
那是哪一个神？
Which God?
不知道。
We don't know.
约瑟法大概看看也好像不大对劲儿。
Perhaps Jehoshaphat took a look and said, "This is not very right."
是，他就发再又发一个问题。
So he asked another question.
他说：“这里不是还有耶和华的先知吗？”
Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord?"
这个话可以反映上头那四百个人不是耶和华的先知。
Now, of course, with this.Question, it can reflect for us, then the 400 prophets are not prophets of the Lord.
当然我也不能说他们不是顶着耶和华的名号的假先知。
Of course, we cannot say these 400 men are not prophets under the name, false prophets under the name of the Lord.
反正这些人说的话在约沙发眼中看来都看出毛病来。
Regardless, the answer of these men, there was a problem when Jehoshaphat heard their reply.
那所以他才说。
And that would be why Jehoshaphat would say,
还有耶和华的先知啊。
Now, isn't there another prophet that you would have that is a prophet of the Lord?
我们去问他。
That we can inquire of him.
有没有这样的？
Is there such a person?
那亚哈不好意思，不就是。说没有。
Then Ahab could not say no, there isn't.
他就说还有一个人。
He says, yes, there is yet one more.
这个人我恨死他了。
But I hate him.
他对我来说从来不说忌言。
He never says anything good about me.
他只说凶言。
Only things that are evil.
我才不要听他。
I don't want to listen to him.
那约瑟法说啊。
So Jehoshaphat said,
还是叫他来吧。
No, why don't we just ask him to come? I won't go into the detail here.
弟兄姊妹，你读经读下去，你就知道那个过程。
Because when we read it, we can see what takes place.
但是这个米甘雅先知给召来的时候。
Of course, when this prophet Micah comes,
他所说的话就是说。
The reply was,
亚哈，你接着出去，你一定死在战场上。
Ahab, if you go out this time, you will die in the battlefield.
所以亚哈真的很气了，是吧？
Of course, Ahab is very furious.
他就说，马上把他下在监里，等我战胜回来的时候，我来对付他。
Put him in prison until I return triumphantly.
米该亚就说，
Then Micaiah says,
你若能回来，就证明神没有跟我说话。
If you're able to return, then that proves God did not speak to me.
那结果这一场仗，亚哈是阵亡了。
Of course, in the battle, Ahab died.
差点连约沙法也给连累了。
And even to a point, also caused Jehoshaphat harm.
那约沙法就在战场上逃过了这一次的危险。
But Jehoshaphat was able to escape the danger in the battlefield.
19章。
Chapter 19.
约瑟法就回到耶路撒冷。
Jehoshaphat returned to Jerusalem.
有先知来见他了。
There is a prophet who came to see him.
一看见他。
And when the prophet saw him,
给他的是一个非常严厉的责备。
Says to him very solemnly,
留意第二节。
Pay attention to verse 2.
先见何南利的儿子耶户出来迎接约沙法王，对他说，你岂当帮助恶人，爱那恨护耶和华的人呢？
And Jehu the son of Hanani the seer went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord?
因此耶和华的愤怒临到你。
Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord.
然而你还有善性，因为你从国中除掉污垢，立定心意寻求谁。
Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the grooves out of the land and have prepared thy heart to seek God.
先知这个责备的话，比那一个先知责备亚撒的话重得多了。Now
these words of rebuke to Jehoshaphat is much more stronger than the prophet's rebuke to his father Asa.
当年的亚撒听不进去。Asa
did not take the admonishment before.
但是约瑟法
But did Jehoshaphat take to heart these words?
听进去,
yes, he did.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
他能听到先,
he heard the words of the prophet. Then we can see what develops.
那也从这里我们看到约瑟法在神面前算是蒙神
Then we're able to see that Jehoshaphat is considered one who was especially remembered by God. Not because he did not commit wrongdoing, but it's because he was willing to submit to God's authority. When God sent the prophet to rebuke him, he accepted it. He honored the authority of God. This is very, very serious.
我们实在需要主给我们看到约瑟法所以在神面前蒙纪念。
We must ask God to show us Jehoshaphat was remembered by God.
不是神偏待他。
Not because God was partial to him.
他是犯了错误。
Jehoshaphat did wrong.
不止一次,
not only once.
比如说接连犯的错误是在同一个原则上的错误,
but likewise, he erred again and again in the same principle.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
每次神给他责备,
each time God rebuked him,
他都服下来,
he submits.
那因此, 神就纪念他,
therefore, God remembers him.
我们感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
那现在我们留意先知的责备,
now we can see this rebuke of the prophet.
很清楚就指出你怎么不分别出来,
very clearly points out, how come you did not separate yourself?
因着你真的不分别出来,
because you did not separate yourself,
神就要把他的愤怒临到你了,
God's wrath will be upon you.
那我们看底下, 我们就看到, 神的愤怒怎么临到约沙法?
Later on, when we read, we can see what the wrath of God upon Jehoshaphat is.
虽然神的愤怒是那个结果是成全约沙法,
even though the wrath of God is to perfect Jehoshaphat,
但是我们不能不注意,
but we must take note,
约沙法引动神的愤怒的那个原因,
the very reason of Jehoshaphat that incited the wrath of God. Because of that reason of Jehoshaphat to incite the wrath of God, which is also the very same reason that we err, that we have a good reason yet have acted foolishly.
所以神不能不让他 知道神的愤怒,
therefore, God must have Jehoshaphat know the wrath of God.
那所以在约瑟法的身上，我们看到有两件事情，我们先提一下。
Therefore, we can see these two things on Jehoshaphat, which we'll first point out.
然后我们再看下去这两个事情怎么发生在他余下的日子。
And then we'll go into detail how these two things took place in the rest of his days.
头一件事情他自己受亏损。
The first thing was for Jehoshaphat himself to take a loss.
第二件事情就是虽然他悔改,
the second item is even though he repented,
但是他造成的那些影响,
yet the effects which Jehoshaphat had
在以后的日子里头就显出来了,
was manifest in the days to come. Especially the influence upon his son. We'll go into that when we see his son.
好，那我们留意。
Let us take note.
他听得进先知的话。
He heard the words of the prophet.
那也就是说，他是在尊重神的传递。
In other words, he honored the authority of God. Therefore, after verse
4,
it seems as then the recording shows us a very good king.
你是在看见第四节以后, 他整个又一次来把犹大重新带回敬畏神的那一个教导的里头。
You can see, starting with that verse, you can see again there's this revival in Jehoshaphat that he brings, teaches Judah to return to God once again.
这个在神的眼中神很欣赏他。
This is something that God admires Jehoshaphat for.
但是呢,弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
你就必须要留意了,
you must take note.
先只是宣告神的愤怒要临到你。
The prophet proclaimed the wrath of God will be upon you.
如果你只看19章的时候,
if you only look at chapter 19, you do not see the wrath of God.
你只看见他在神的面前悔改过来的时候, 他又把犹大国带回神的权柄的底下。
You can only see the repentance of Jehoshaphat, how then again he brings Judah under the authority of God.
但是一到了20章,
but right in chapter 20,
你就看到一个事情出来,
you can see this happen.
弟兄姊妹你留意, 20章一开始就说, 此后,
brothers and sisters, pay attention at the beginning of chapter 20, it says, it came to pass after this also.
什么时候呢?
What time?
就是他接受了先知的责备, 然后在国中又做了一些个安排, 来, 让神的百姓学习敬畏神。
That is, after the events of chapter 19, after he repented and taught the people to, for them to seek after God.
那如果我们和十七章那里, 的事情来做一个比较,
if we compare this to chapter 17,
你看到17章那里头, 那个引出来的结果就是神让约沙法大大的兴旺, 列国,
you can see the result of chapter 17 was that God greatly blessed Jehoshaphat that all the kingdoms would give him tribute and dare not touch him.
但是现在有了19章的那样的回转到神的权柄的底下,
but now in chapter 19, even though there's this repentance to return to God,
照着神的性情,
according to the nature of God,
那应该17章的那个祝福重新 再发表出来,
we should be able to see the same blessing that was manifested to us as in chapter 17.
但弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
当你一读到20章,
when we read chapter 20,
你就看到情况跟17章的时候不一样,
you can see the condition is unlike chapter 17.
这里没有一个字说,
here there's not one word that says
犹大不蒙福,
it did not say Judah was not blessed.
但是你看下去的时候, 你就看到他的确是不太蒙福了。
But when we read on, indeed, we see that is the case, that is not a blessing.
头一件事情你注意到,
the first thing we can see,
他说此后,
it says, after this,
摩亚人, 亚门人, 又有米胡尼人, 一同来攻击约沙法。
It says, the children of Moab and the children of Ammon came against Jehoshaphat.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们还记得生命记上的话,
if we remember the words in Deuteronomy,
你了解,
you know,
这个事情不应该发生的,
this is something that should not happen.
因为犹大这个时候是很敬畏神,
because at this time, Judah honors God, fears God.
那在那样敬畏神的光景的底下,
under that condition of fearing God,
怎么会发生这样的事呢?
How could it be this would happen?
神在生命记里给他们那个应许,
the promise God gave them in Deuteronomy,
是他们不会受到任何搞扰的,
should be that they would not have any disturbances at all.
如果有, 敌人来攻击他们,
if the enemy would attack them,
那些敌人从一条路来,
the enemy will come one way,
结果是从七条路逃走,
they will scatter, flee from 7 different ways.
但是现在呢,
but now,
你看到, 摩亚, 亚门, 米乌尼,
You can see then these three tribes, three people come to attack Judah together.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, then you see one thing.
这是神的管教,
this is the discipline of God.
虽然他们已经归向神,
even though now they return to God.
但神在这个时候不是显出祝福,
but here God did not manifest his blessing.
神在这个时候是给他们 尝一尝什么叫做管教。
Here God lets them have a taste what it means to be disciplined.
敌人敢来碰他们,
the enemy dare come touch them.
并且他们在敌人碰过来的时候,
and when they are attacked by the enemy,
他们感觉自己软弱如水,
they feel they are weak as water.
弟兄姊妹们, 你留意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
17章那里就是说列邦都惧怕约撒法。
Chapter 17 says all the kingdoms round about fear Jehoshaphat.
现在第三节你看到约撒法便惧怕。
Here, verse 3 of chapter 20, and Jehoshaphat feared.
倒过来了。
It is turned around.
那为什么那个时候别人怕他?
Why is it before the others feared him?
现在他怕别人呢?
But now Jehoshaphat feared.
这是神的愤怒。
This is the wrath of God.
叫犹大国的国力下去了。
So that the army, the power of Judah now has declined.
他不能再像17章那个时候那样的兴盛了。
They're not as strong as chapter 17.
敌人来攻打的时候,
the enemy comes to attack.
约瑟法就在那里恐惧。
Jehoshaphat feared.
恐惧到一个什么地步呢?
He fears so much.
当然感谢神,
of course, thank God.
他究竟他是敬畏神的,
he is one who fears God.
他就来寻求耶和华,
so he sought after the Lord God.
他也让全地都宣告禁食, 来整个的犹大都聚会来寻求耶和华。
And he sought after God and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah to gather themselves together to seek after the Lord God.
但弟兄姊妹你注意,
but brothers and sisters, take
note,
when they sought the Lord God,
他们怎么说出当时的光景?
What did they say of their condition?
头一件事情我想弟兄姊妹注意了,
the first thing, brothers and sisters, take note,
那就是第八节那里说到,
verse 8 there it says,
他就记起了,
he remembers then,
当年圣殿献殿的时候, 神的应许,
this is the promise of God when we consecrated the temple.
现在他就抓住神那一个应许来寻求神了。
Now he holds fast to that promise to seek after God.
我们在极难的时候, 站在这殿前向你呼求, 你就垂听而成就, 因为你的名在这殿里。
And when we are in distress and we cry out to you, you will hear us and help us because your name is in this temple.
那他们现在的时候又碰到什么难处呢?
What difficulty did they have before?
留意第12节了。
Verse 12.
我们无力抵挡这些来攻击我们的大军。
We have no might against this great company against us.
我们也不知道怎样行。
Neither do we know what to do.
弟兄姊妹们, 没有一个字说到犹大衰落。
Brothers and sisters, not one word does it mention that the power of Judah has declined.
但是从他们自己的口里头就说出犹大是衰落到一个地步。
But from their own mouths, it tells us of the condition how they have fallen.
没有办法抵挡。
They have no might against the ones who are attacking them.
感谢神,
thank God.
Jehoshaphat
nevertheless is one who seeks God. He seeks God.
感谢我们的主,
thank our Lord.
神又兴起先知来告诉他们,
again, the Lord sends the prophet to tell them, to comfort them.
虽然这个是神的愤怒里的管教,
even though this is the discipline under the wrath of God,
但是在管教的里边, 神还是给他们有安慰,
yet even under the discipline of God, there is comfort. God strengthens them.
14节,
verse 14,
那就说到神的灵兴起一个先知,
it speaks of the Spirit of God rising this prophet,
来向犹大众人, 包括约沙法王在内,
to speak to the congregation, including Jehoshaphat, and said,
什么话呢?
What words?
你们不要因着大军恐惧,
be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours,
乃在乎神,
but God's.
敌人来攻打你们, 是因着你们曾经,
the enemy has come against you because of your foolishness.
所以神就让这些人来给你们管教。
So God will discipline you through these people.
你们肯接受这个管教,
if you accept this discipline,
那剩下的事情就不是你们的,
then what is remaining is not yours.
又是神的,
it is God's.
因为神怎么开始,
because what God began,
神也怎么带,
God will also bring to an end.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
然后他就告诉他们,
and then he says to them,
他们敌人来,
the enemy will come, go out against them.
你们会在什么地方遇见敌军?
You will meet the enemy at this place.
但是你们不必和他们打仗,
but you do not need to fight. Just set yourself and stand still.
你只要看耶和华怎么给你们施行拯救,
and see the salvation of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹就有点像,
brothers and sisters, this is just like this episode when they crossed the Red Sea.
历史是不相同,
the history is different.
事件不相同,
the event is different.
原则是一样,
the principle is the same.
神说你们站在哪里,
God says, stand there.
你们不必动,
do not move.
你们只用眼睛来看,
and see.
看什么神怎么拯救你们,
and behold the salvation of the Lord.
当神的话也来,
when the word of the Lord came,
他们就在神的面前来有点敬拜,
they had worship.
他们就在神面前有感谢和赞美,
they give praise and thank God.
他们第二天出去的时候,
and when they rose early the next morning to go out,
耶和华王就在那里给他们一些的交通,
Jehoshaphat then shared with them,
让他们去相信神自己,
so that they would believe in God himself,
相信神借着先知跟他们所说的话,
and to believe the word of God through his prophet.
那结果呢?
And then the result,
他们就安排了, 我们在那里怎么摆阵呢?
Then they arranged the array that they were to set.
不是准备打仗,
not to fight,
是在那里赞美,
but to praise.
他们就这样,
and that's what they did.
感谢神,
thank God.
他们在那里赞美敬拜神的时候,
when they were there praising and thanking God,
他们真的是在那里看敌人怎么给打败,
they do see and behold how the enemy was destroyed.
怎么给打败呢?
How?
不知道怎么样,
we don't know.
他说他们敬拜神的时候,
it says when they worship God,
耶和华就派伏兵来击杀那来攻击犹大的亚门人摩亚人和希尔山人, 他们就被打败了, 22节。
Verse 22 it says, then when they began to sing, God sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten.
23节,
verse
23, 摩亚人起来击杀住士尔山的人，将他们灭尽住士乃山士尔山的人以后，他们又彼此自相残杀。
For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them, and when they had made an end to the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another.
这种事你看到这样稀奇的事情吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you see this? It's very strange.
以色列人没有在那里打仗,
the Israelites did not fight there,
但他却看见敌人的完整的消灭,
but they saw the enemy was utterly destroyed.
他们自相残杀就灭消灭了,
they destroyed one another.
那所以他们就是这样享用了得胜就回来了,
this is how they enjoyed the victory and returned.
欢欢喜喜地回耶路撒冷,
they returned joyfully to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹注意一件事,
brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
他回耶路撒冷什么地方?
Where did they return to Jerusalem?
直接就回到耶和华的殿,
they returned to the temple of the Lord.
感谢神,
thank God.
如果弟兄姊妹们, 我们稍微注意一下,
if, brothers and sisters, we pay somewhat attention,
你会看见自从献殿以后,
you can see after they consecrated the temple,
圣殿里头有那么热闹的记载,
this is the first recording there was such celebration in the temple.
啊, 我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那他们就是这样, 打仗打完了,
this is how they fought the battle and finished.
就是这样享用神的得胜,
this is how they enjoy the victory of God.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
以后神又给他们赐进平安,
and then the Lord gave them rest.
然后呢?
And then,
约瑟法, 他一生的年日, 也就行完了。
This is the days of the life of Jehoshaphat.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们看到约瑟法的时候,
when we see Jehoshaphat,
你看到他不是没有, 做个错事,
it is not that he did not do anything wrong.
他还做了一些非常原则性的措施。
He committed wrongs that were very much in principle.
但是他这有点像他的原主大卫了。
It is yet he is like his father David.
他在神面前有直实的回转。
He repented in time.
他一直在神的面前没有放弃神的权柄。
He did not forsake the authority of God.
他愚昧无知的时候,
in his foolishness and ignorance,
他做了一些不合宜的事,
when he did things that were inappropriate,
但是他没有离弃神,
but he did not depart away from God.
但当神兴起, 先知来责备他的时候,
and when God rose the prophets to rebuke him,
他立刻就转回,
immediately he repented.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这是约沙法,
this is Jehoshaphat.
约沙法, 在末了的时候, 在他, 没有行完, 他的路程以前,
Jehoshaphat, before he ended his life,
他又再犯了一次小错误,
he did something that was wrong.
那记载在20章最末了,
it is recorded at the end of chapter 20.
他和亚哈的儿子亚哈谢合作去淘金。
He joined alliance with the son of Ahab, Ahaziah, to seek after gold.
但是因为先知的责备,
but because of the rebuke of the prophets,
他就不再提这个事情了。
He didn't mention about go on with this venture.
因为先知告诉他, 你可以做,
because the prophet told him, you can do so.
但是神一定破坏你,
but God will break your works.
事情果然是这样,
and that was what happened.
约瑟法就不敢再动脑筋了。
Jehoshaphat dare not move on.
感谢我们的神,
thank our God.
在约瑟法的一生里头,
in the days of Jehoshaphat's life,
如果我们要在神的面前来 做一个归纳,
if we want to summarize before God,
很清楚你看到,
very clearly you can see,
神让那些在他名下给使用的人,
God allows for those who are used under his name,
常常保持苏醒在神的面前,
for them to always keep their alertness before God.
因为有了一点点的不警醒,
because whenever there is a least bit of not being alert,
哪怕那个不警醒只是一瞬间,
even though not being alert is but a moment,
或者是只是, 接触一些鸡毛蒜皮的事,
or even if it's in contact with something very trivial, very minor,
但是那一点点的不警醒,
nevertheless, that lapse of alertness
会引出好大的危机的,
will bring about a very big crisis.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们读
when we read the Chronicles,
我越读就越发觉,
the more I read, the more I will discover,
神要借着这些一个一个的, 神所用的王,
through these individuals, these kings, each of them that God uses,
和神所用的百姓,
and the people whom God uses,
来说明一件事,
to tell us of one thing,
在亚当里的人,
those who are Adamic,
不管他们怎么样, 来愿意照着神的心思来行走,
regardless of how willing they are to walk according to the will of God,
他们永远不能成就神的目的,
they forever will not be able to accomplish the will of God.
神的目的只有神自己才能成就,
only God himself can complete His own will.
是神在他的怜悯的底下来做成他所要做的。
And only under His own mercy, God can do His own work.
我先提出这一点。
I first will mention this point.
到了最末后的时候, 我们才来总结这一个事实。
At the very end, then we'll conclude on this point I just shared.
但愿主给我们能留意到。
May the Lord show us.
在亚当里的那个缺陷,
the shortcoming that is in Adam.
不管在亚当里有多好, 有多美, 有多高, 多有本事,
regardless of any good, any willingness, or any capability that is in Adam.
那要成就神所要做的, 那就差得远了。
Those things far, far short of doing the will of God.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我想我们今天晚上就停在这。
We'll end here tonight.